Guys, we're back. We're talking DSCR loans, debt service coverage ratio loans, just like we talked about yesterday. We'll be talking about it tomorrow. And we're actually doing these deals. This isn't none of it's theory. We're actually closing these deals. A DSCR loan is a debt service coverage ratio loan. This is where real estate investors are getting approved based on property cash flow, not personal income. So the advantage is just simplicity and speed. And that's what we do. So do we do it in California? Yes, we do. Are there opportunities everywhere? Yes, there is. Yes, there are. Pardon. Yes, we do them in California all day long. I've been doing DSCR loans for years. I've been writing mortgages myself since 2008. I'm not selling a course. There is no course. I'm just a loan officer looking to help you accomplish your goals. If I can do that, fantastic. Let's go. If I can't, I'm going to tell you what I think you should do to get on the path to accomplish your goals, or I'm going to connect you with the best resource that I know of to get you there and get it done. So that's what we're doing, guys. House worth 480, balance 91, 35 second, need a cash out, credit's 530. I can't do DSCR loans at 530 credit. You're going to need a bridge loan. Private Jewett, is this for a primary residence? Is that for an investment property? If it's for a primary residence, I can go as low as 500 score up with an FHA loan, yes. It's for primary, yes. Best thing you can do, Private Jewett, go to link in my bio, schedule a call. Let's talk it out tomorrow, and we'll see if we can get it done. We go as low as 500 score on FHA if it's a primary residence. I'm Adam Lesner. My Oxygen is getting borrowers approved for a mortgage when other lenders say that it's just not possible. One of the ways we do that is with DSCR loans. It's a debt service coverage ratio loan. This is where you're getting approved based on property cash flow, not personal income. Aiden, who would qualify for DSCR loan? Yeah, here's the basic simple qualifications. Minimum credit score 620, minimum down payment 20% down, cannot be a first-time home buyer. Minimum loan amount 75K. That's what's up. Those are the requirements. If you are a first-time home buyer, nothing but love to you. I can't do a DSCR loan for you, but I'd love to help you with a traditional type of loan. We do have other options available as well if you are self-employed or something like that. Again, my thing is getting borrowers approved when other lenders say that it's just not possible. So, good deal. Is it true you can discharge mortgage? What do you mean by that? The REITs? What does that mean? Discharge the mortgage. Do you have to live in one of the units? No. So, Aiden, if we do it on a, let's say you buy a 2-4 unit property and you're going to live in one of the units, that's fine, but not on DSCR loan. If you're going to do that, then we're going to do it on the FHA loan. 3.5% down. It's a great product. I think it's a great idea if you feel like you want to dip your toe into the landlord world. Yeah. Yeah. But for DSCR loan, it's for investment property only. Either way, I can help you. I do DSCR and traditional. What about FHA loan qualifications? Golden, great question. For FHA loans, minimum 500 credit score. If you're below 580 credit score, you're gonna have to do 10% down. If you're above 580 credit score, minimum 3.5% down. We're talking FHA loans. Need to have employment established and stuff like that. So it's a full doc loan. But best thing you can do, Golden Trio, go to the link in my bio, schedule a call. Let's have a conversation. We'll talk it out. If I can help you, fantastic. If I can't, I'm gonna tell you what I think you should do to get on the path to accomplishing your goals, or I'm gonna connect you with the best resource that I know of to get it done for you. So that's what's up. That's what we're doing. How long is the first-time homebuyer stay for? What do you mean? First-time homebuyer means you haven't bought a house within the last 3 years. User 925, thanks for the follow. Ron, thanks for the follow. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. What bank says this? Unclaimed account. How we doing? We do these. I'm with Liberty Home Mortgage Corp out of beautiful Independence, Ohio. But a lot of companies, here's the thing. A lot of companies, Tribe, thank you. I appreciate that. A lot of companies offer DSCR loans. It's not really so much the company that you work with. It's most importantly the loan officer that you work with. So you might have a company that has hundreds and hundreds of loan officers, and they might only have one or two that's ever even done a DSCR loan or has ever even heard of it. So just because a company does them doesn't mean the loan officer that you work with is good at doing them or can set you up for success and get you on the path. So the most important thing that you can do is work with a loan officer who's well-versed in DSCR loans. I got you. I'm happy to work with you. We're doing these deals every day. This isn't theory. We're closing DSCR. That's what we do. I've been doing DSCR loans since 2017. So I'd love to be your guy. Go to the link in my bio, schedule a call. It's the best way to connect. And that's what's up. That's what we're doing. Mevins, thanks for the follow. Appreciate you. Do you do construction loans? No. Employment for 3 years, is that correct? 2 years, good to go on FHA. Noel, all states, we got you. Liberty's license in 46 states, so we pretty much got you wherever, but where you at? Let me know. Where you at? Jonas, make 90K a year, 400K a month student loan, 750 credit. What home could I afford? 90K a year. We want to stay below 50% debt to income ratio, so we want to be at So with your debt that you have 3750. So you have 400 a month student debt, 750. So 2600 a month is your max mortgage payment, including taxes and insurance, Jonas. So that being said, at 2600 a month, let's say you bought a $300,000 house. I think 300,000 is probably going to be your max. Yes, you're welcome. Thank you. Best thing to do is go to the link in my bio, schedule a call. It's the best way to connect. What do you need to qualify for DSCR? Yeah, minimum. So bare bones basic requirements for DSCR, minimum 620 credit score, minimum 20% down, cannot be a first-time home buyer, minimum loan amount 75K. Missouri, we got you. Let's go. Where are we going? Let's go, Missouri. Blake, Aaron, thanks for the follow. Appreciate you. Ross, money. La Bala, you look familiar. With DSCR, can you put the house under the business name? You can put that title in business name, but the loan's going to be in your personal name. Texas, let's go. Moon, can you do interest-only DSCR loans 10 years, amortized 30 years after for 5-plus student and 20% down? Nope, can't do 5-plus student and 20% down. It's going to be me minimum 25% down, minimum 400K loan amount, and cannot be a first-time investor. Love, I'm in the beautiful, great state of Florida. Sorry, I just read yours. I'm out of Michigan. I've been doing loans all over the country since 2008. Dick Lee, thanks for the follow. I appreciate you. Justin, thanks for the follow. Amanda, thanks for the follow. I appreciate you. What credit score you need? 620 score for DSCR, minimum 620 score. Hames, thanks for the follow. If you have a lower credit score, can you put 20% more down? No, minimum down payment is 20%. Minimum credit score is 620. How many DSCR can you do? There's no cap. There's no cap on how many DSCR loans you can do. You are limited based on how much you have in liquid assets. So if you have unlimited supply of liquid assets, then you have an unlimited number of DSCR loans that you can get on investment properties. Love, thanks for the follow. I appreciate you. How do you calculate whether property is viable for the loan? Yeah, good question. That actually is the question. You want to make sure you're breaking even at least. So if the mortgage payment is $3,000 a month with taxes and insurance, then you want to make sure the rent is $3,000 a month plus. So what does that mean? That means you have to do your market research. You have to make sure you have a crystal clear understanding of what the fair market rent is, what the projected taxes are going to be, and what the projected insurance is going to be. So that's crucial. So, but you want to be able to show that you're at least breaking even. There is a link in my bio for Deal Check where you can evaluate potential investment opportunities. So Deal Check is in my, there's a link in my bio for that where you can check out projected rent. It's a rehab, looking at potential profit and stuff like that. So you guys check it out. Pretty cool. If you can do me a favor though, guys, do me a quick solid. Can you just double tap your screen and get us to like 500 likes real quick or something? How do you talk about that? Is it easy to cash out, refinance? Pretty easy, pretty simple, pretty straightforward. There is, go to the link in my bio at the very bottom. There is a link where I go deep. It's just a blog post. I go deep in everything that you need to know about a DSCR cash out refinance. Check it out, give it a thumbs up on YouTube, and then go back to my bio and schedule a call. That's the best way to connect, is just go to the link in my bio, schedule a call. We can talk it out, chop it up. Money Mary Land, thanks for the follow. I appreciate you. Yolanda, thanks for the share. Mortgage in a minute. 10% I do all the time on DSCR. 10% down? 10% down on a DSCR loan? What investor offers 10% down on a DSCR loan? Just schedule a call. Noel, look forward to it. Thank you. Best way to connect, guys. Go to the link in my bio, schedule a call. Noel, got your meeting request for tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Look forward to speaking with you. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Justin, thanks for the share. Victoria, company do we use? My company I'm with, Liberty Home Mortgage, out of beautiful, great state of Pure, Ohio. That's what you want to do. We got you in 46 states, so we pretty much got you everywhere. Do you have to pay PMI for DSCR loans? No. Hi, Mimi. How are you? Good to see you. Oh, no. Termites. Not good. No. Noel, average closing time, anywhere from 15 to 25 days usually. Depends on the situation. Can I get one for out-of-state home? Yes. Victoria, how did the auction go? What's your origination fee? Hiram, origination's typically going to be $995 for underwriting, $995 for processing, and the points are going to vary based on credit score, loan-to-value ratio, property type, property cash flow, and whether or not you want a prepayment penalty. Oh, roger that, Mimi. What's the percent on the DSCR? The rates? The rates vary anywhere from high sixes to high nines, depending on credit score, loan-to-value ratio, property type, property cash flow, and whether or not you want a prepayment penalty. You can use projected VRBO rents on a duplex, vacation property, or lenders only consider regular rent. So, good question. For short-term rentals, the tool that you're going to use, and the same tool that the underwriter is going to use for short-term rentals, is a tool called AirDNA Rentalizer. Google, you can just go to the website airdna.co. That's the website that's used when you're calculating projected rents on short-term rentals. So yes, that is doable. Do you work in Illinois? Yeah, we got you in Illinois. Let's go. I don't have to worry about student loans. No, you don't have to worry about student loans if we're doing a DSCR, correct. Would they do 15% down? You can do 15% down if you're an experienced investor and have at least 700 score. Have 80K in student loans but want to do no doc in my primary, is that a problem? No doc in your primary, you're going to be looking at doing a CDFI loan. It's Community Development Financial Institution loan, but that's an option depending on what you have in liquid assets, credit score, and stuff like that. Just showing this live, what's the typical down payment percentage? 20%. So bare bones minimum requirements on a DSCR loan: minimum 620 credit score, minimum 20% down, cannot be a first-time home buyer, minimum loan amount 75K. Mimi, thanks for the roses. I appreciate you. Do rentals have over 70 credit score? Does that qualify as experience? Yes. If you have two rentals, if you've had them for a year, your experience. Yes. Lower 15% down if you have 700 plus score and you're an experienced investor. Mike, how we doing? Move to California and I get free healthcare and 150,000 towards your down payment, huh? Sounds pretty good. A lot of people are moving out of California though. Want to buy a property at sheriff sale? Can I do a DSCR for it? What's the loan amount? The problem is if you're buying it at sheriff sale, it might be in serious disrepair, and DSCR loans are not for properties that are in serious disrepair. Victoria, interest rates vary anywhere from high sixes to high nines, depending on credit score, loan to value ratio, property type, property cash flow, and whether or not you want a prepayment penalty. Ed Russ, can I refinance on a house that I own free and clear in another state? Yeah, you can do that. I'm not for it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Mike, I hear you. Massive exodus out of Cali. It's tough, man. Values are still up though somehow. I don't know how, you know? Yep, a DSCR mortgage is a debt service coverage ratio loan. This is for real estate investors looking to get approved based on property cash flow, not personal income. Can DSCR be used to purchase Section 8 rentals? Yes. Ro, thanks for the follow. Appreciate you. Guys, the best thing to do, Will, thank you, I appreciate it. Thanks for the gift there. Best thing to do if you want to have a conversation with me, just go to the link in my bio, schedule a call, we can talk it out. Address, thanks for the likes and everything, guys. Got us to 14K real quick. I appreciate you guys on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Sorry for my ignorance, but what does DSCR stand for? No problem. DSCR is a debt service coverage ratio loan. This is for real estate investors to get approved based on property cash flow, not personal income. So a DSCR loan is for, like, if you've been told that you don't qualify to buy an investment property because you have unique income circumstances or unique employment circumstances, then a DSCR loan is your single greatest solution that exists on planet Earth. So that's what it is. That's what's up. That's what we're doing. It's still a fully underwritten loan. You still need to have legit assets. You need to have legit credit. Property needs to be good to go. But the difference between a DSCR loan and a conventional loan is a DSCR loan, your personal income doesn't matter. What matters is the income on the property. That's how you get approved. Cool. Michael, good question. Is there a limit on how many DSCR loans you can have? No, you're limited based on how much you have in liquid assets. So if you have sufficient assets to buy the next one with 20% down and cover closing costs, escrows, and reserves, then good to go. You have assets to cover the next one and the next one and the next one. There's no cap on how many DSCR loans you can get. Caesar, what is a DSCR mortgage? A DSCR mortgage is a debt service coverage ratio loan. This is where real estate investors are getting approved based on property income, not personal income. So it's a great way to get approved if you've been told that you don't qualify for a traditional loan because of your income or employment circumstances, then a DSCR loan is a great solution for you. Last loan was done that way, good to go. Cool, let's go. I just wanna point out, guys, the number one reason that people get denied for DSCR loans, the number one reason these deals fall apart, is over-optimism on what the cash flow looks like. So what does that mean? That means you, as the investor, it's on you to make sure you're doing your market research and you know exactly what to expect for fair market rent. You know exactly what to expect for projected taxes once they flip to non-homestead. You know exactly what to expect for homeowners insurance, including a rental loss coverage. And obviously, you want to know what to expect on a mortgage payment as well. And that's what I'm here for. But you can do some market research with a tool called Deal Check. There is a link in my bio for Deal Check if you want to check it out. So that's what's up. That's what's going on. Caesar, you own a home. All I need is interest rates to drop. My $5,400 a month is drowning me. Yeah, I hear you. I'd love for rates to go down too. You never know what kind of underwriter you're going to get too. That's true. And since that's the case, Mike, all the more importance to make sure you're working with the right loan officer to set you up for success, to anticipate potential issues that the underwriter could nitpick at. So it's a big deal. Happy Feet, thanks for the file. Appreciate you. Some of these underwriters don't understand it. If you have an underwriter that doesn't understand DSCR loans, they shouldn't be assigned a DSCR loan to underwrite. Mimi, thanks for the love today. I appreciate you. Great to see you as always. Do you only get a DSCR loan for when you've already remodeled or is move-in ready? Yes. So if you are buying a property with that needs some serious upgrades and you're looking to do repairs and it's a rehab deal, then you don't want a DSCR loan. You want a hard money loan or a rehab loan. So once the property's finished, because a hard money loan is just a short-term loan. It's a 6 to 24 month loan. So it's not a long-term fix. So once you're done and this is a buy and hold situation, you're gonna then refinance into your long-term solution, which is a DSCR loan. King Dennis, how we doing? Good to see you. Guys, by the way, don't be shy. Best way to connect with me, just go to the link in my bio, schedule a call. It's the single best way that we can connect and have a conversation, get on the same page in terms of how everything works, what your expectations are, what your goals are, and then next step is I'll send you a link to the application. We'll pull credit. We'll get you set up on our secure portal so you can upload your supporting docs, and we'll just take it one step at a time. Do you also do hard money loans? Michael, I'm really not the guy for hard money loans. No, I'm not. I have resources. If that's what you're wanting to dabble in, I can get you terms, but I'm not a super huge expert in terms of hard money. Will, thanks for the follow. I appreciate you. Bye. Dinner time. See you, Mimi. Have a good night. Guys, I'll be here for a little bit with you, probably next half hour, 40 minutes-ish. Biggs, thanks for the follow. I appreciate you. Mimi, thanks again for the likes. I appreciate you guys. Brian, how we doing? Good to see you. Guys, if you're just joining us, we're talking DSCR loans. This is a debt service coverage ratio loan. Interest rates, Hugo, great question. Rates vary anywhere from high sixes to high nines, depending on credit score, loan-to-value ratio, property type, property cash flow, and whether or not you want a prepayment penalty. What about construction loans that can later convert to DSCR? Yep, that's definitely a thing. So once you're done building the property, then you would refinance your construction loan into a DSCR loan. Brian, good to see you. Appreciate you. Thanks for hanging out. We're just talking DSCR loans for real estate investors, baby. That's what we're doing. We do these lives pretty frequently. And super cool connecting with you guys. But the best way to connect with me directly is just go to the link in my bio and schedule a call. It's the best way to connect so that we can have a one-on-one. Just have a conversation about what your goals are. Make sure I understand what you're looking to do. And once we're on the same page, then I'll send you a link to the application. We'll get you going, pull credit, get you set up on our portal so we can get your secure or your supporting docs and go from there. We got 46 states. The company that I'm with is 46 states, so pretty much we got you everywhere. Where you at? New user, where you at? James, how we doing? Good to see you. Thanks for hanging. We're talking debt service coverage ratio. North Dakota? I think we got North Dakota. Double check. Iowa, yes. Let's go. Florida, yes, all day long. North Dakota is a yes. Sounds good. Look forward to it. Yeah, best thing to do, guys, if you're just joining us, the best way to connect, you just go to the link in my bio, schedule a call. Love to work with you. Love to talk it out. See if I can accomplish your goals. If I can accomplish your goals, fantastic. Let's go. Let's rock and roll. If I can't, I'm going to tell you what I think you should do to get on the path to accomplishing your goals, or I'm going to connect you with the best resource that I know of to get it done for you. Yeah, address, if you need help, let's go. Tennessee, we got you, yeah. Madeline, thanks for the follow. I appreciate you. South Carolina, yes, all day long. Yep. Ashley, how we doing? Good to see you. Sammy, how we doing? Jaffa, how we doing? Good to see you. Cali, yes, all day. Let's go. Yep. Christian, thanks for the follow. I appreciate you. I'm over cross-collateralized and no one will allow money to me to buy anymore. What can I do now? So are you looking to purchase or refinance? If you're looking to purchase, You can purchase a property with a DSCR loan as long as you have 20% down and can cover closing costs, escrows, and reserves. If you're looking to purchase a property and you have the liquidity to do so, let's go. No tax returns, no pay subs, no W-2s. With a DSCR loan, there's no proof of personal income because the income piece of the mortgage approval is based on rent on the property. You can put a dime down to buy 8 properties. Roger that. For a DSCR loan, you'd have to put 20% down. But if you have properties that you want to tap into, if you have equity in properties that you want to tap into, we could look at doing a cash out refinance. There is a link in my bio for everything that you need to know about a DSCR cash out refinance. Maroof, thanks for the share. I appreciate you. Victoria, thanks for the likes today. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. Make sure you're tapping the plus button. Make sure you follow. We're doing these lives quite a bit. And if you want to have a one-on-one, go to the link in my bio, schedule a call. It's the best way to connect so we can have a one-on-one conversation and just chop it up, get on the same page on how this all works and kind of take it one step at a time. So thank you guys. Thanks for the follow. Sammy, you have a ton of equity. Haven't put anything down. I have DSCR loans. Roger that. And that's a spider. No big deal. If you have a ton of equity, let's look at doing a DSCR cash out refinance. Get the capital that you need to acquire the next property. Brett, how we doing? VA loan, $2.25 million duplex, VRBO 1 unit a year round. First of all, thank you for your service to our country, Semper Fidelis. What was the interest rate on DSCR right now? DSCR is anywhere from high 6s to high 9s, depending on credit score, loan to value ratio, property type, property cash flow, and whether or not you want a prepayment penalty. Roof, thanks for the follow. I don't want to refinance a 4% loan into 8% loan. Roger that, good to go. Okay, understood. Maybe it's better that you look at doing a home equity loan or home equity line of credit on some of those properties so that you can leave your first mortgage alone. Rhett, thanks for the follow. Edris, got your meet request for tomorrow at 11:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Look forward to speaking with you. Thank you. Guys, the best thing to do if you want to have a one-on-one, just go to the link in my bio, schedule a call, and we can chop it up. That's all. And by the way, I'm going to get straight to the point on our call. I don't really have a capacity for small talk, really. So I just get straight to it. What are we looking to accomplish? What are we doing? And can I do it? Can I help you out? And if I can, fantastic. Let's go. If I can't, I'm going to tell you what I think you should do to get on the path. Or I'm going to connect you with the best resource that I know of to get her done for you. Cross-collateralized, no one will do a home equity loan either. Roger that. Sounds like you're in a spot where you have a really good interest rate that you don't want to touch. And I understand that. Sammy, I understand. I got you. Understood. Are you stuck or are you just in a really good place that you don't want to take a risk on another thing, another investment? Because technically you could sell one or two of your properties, right? Or is it all just one package of 8 properties on a blanket loan and you can't break away any of them? Good place. There you go. So you're not stuck. You're in a good place. Yeah. I got you. Understood. Maybe bring on a partner, somebody who wants to learn from you as an experienced investor, but they have the capital to get her done, and you go in on it together. Maybe that's the solution, you know? Victoria, I'm taking the leap. How many people fail realistically? Your ability to fail or succeed is directly related to the homework that you do on the deal. And so that means just doing your market research, just be crystal clear, understanding what the fair market rent is, what the projected taxes are going to be, what the projected insurance is going to be. Yeah, it's agreed. It's not a fail. It's just a learning experience, a learning opportunity every time you don't accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. So the biggest thing is just doing your market research, working with your realtor to get comps from the MLS to have a realistic expectations of what the fair market rent is, you know? What's it required? 620. Bare bones minimum requirements, 620 credit score, minimum 20% down, cannot be a first-time homebuyer, minimum loan amount, $75,000, baby, let's go.